Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we try that we could be
solo. Oh,
Find a best patch and we walking on a line. To overreact, but I need to know right now, no lie, just facts. Well, if you love me, just say so. 'Cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just that I can feel I'm falling deep, and I don't wanna fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know if this is really real, and if you feel the same way that I feel.
So if you love me, just say so.
Oh, evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, La Perla Negra. My co-host couldn't be here tonight, but we send out our prayers to her. She's not feeling well. And this is the Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And hey, why be average when you can be raw? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know, how does memes affect your love life? What does it do for your relationship or not? I'm very interested in knowing, hearing those responses and seeing if they affect your relationship at all. Tonight, I'm going to do something a little bit different. You guys are not used to this. And hopefully, this will work out all right. I'll open up this first mic to Poetic. Wait a minute now. Here we go. Well, hello, Vian. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, 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 La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danya.
Hey, Vian. Hold on. Now, see, she hitting the button already. She going to stop. You know what? Not tonight. Okay.
Calm down. Down. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you need to talk to Miss Faye.
I'm going to be there.
Already?
I'm going to be there.
Just open
my man say, what my man say, y'all going to be there.
I don't know if that's blasphemy or what. Yeah, that's blasphemy. Oh, Lord. All right. I'm going to leave that one alone.
But Lord. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing. That's what's up. I'm in here working without my partner, but I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through it. Now.
Good. You got this.
I know. I got to pat myself on the back. What have memes, if they've done anything, how have they affected your love life or your relationship?
I mean, I don't have one love life or relationship. However, what I find is that the memes make women look at me sideways if I send out the ones that I've been sending in the group. They'd be like, what? No, but in all honesty, though, I really think that memes, you know, throughout the day can kind of enhance your love life, enhance your relationship, because it gives you ideas and things to talk about throughout the day. They don't have to be relationship or sexually explicit. They can just be thought-provoking, you know, or something that's just going to bring a smile to someone else's face. So I really think that memes are, you know, we use them for joking and for laughter, but sometimes it does create an element of excitement and enhancement to a relationship, in my personal opinion.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Although I've seen, because, you know, there are so many couples that post their relationship online, there's this image that they like to portray, that everything is perfect, because a lot of them, they post more of the positive side of their relationship. But certain memes I've seen start trouble between certain couples. Because they're so explicit sexually. And I mean, I have actually seen the arguments take place in real life, like, this is what you think? No, this is what you want to put out there? You want people to think this way about me? And it would just go like back and forth, and I'm like, see that damn internet.
Absolutely.
It does it, you know. It's all good. Personally, I'm like this. If I was in a relationship or not, y'all would never know, because I ain't posted nothing. I'm private like that. Even though I talk a lot smack, ain't nobody business. Because that is one of the worst ways. That's one of the easiest ways to cause an upset in your relationship.
Right,
and I just,
absolutely.
You know, I don't get it. I also noticed that even people that are not in a relationship, a certain mindset will be triggered by a meme. It doesn't even matter what it says. Like, are they talking about me?
Right, right. Well, you also have the other thing that you have to be mindful of is you have to know your partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can send a meme, and they can be like, oh, this is what you think about all day? Who sent you that? Where did you get that from? You know, you can also have that kind of person, and that would make it so aggravating and annoying. At the same time, will you just laugh and just enjoy the meme? Jeez, they're all over the
exactly.
internet. Just pick, you know?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, they have to have a certain mindset as well. You know, I mean, some people know their partner, but they also have this no give a fuck thing. Like, look, it's going to bother
that would
them.
Be me.
But
that would
still,
be me.
You know.
That would be me. You don't like it. Well, I'm going to make sure I send you more than my usual today.
See. That's trouble. That ain't fair. That's not right. I've seen it. And they laugh. They get a good laugh out of it. Like, come on now. You know it ain't got nothing to do with you. Stop playing.
Stop playing. Don't act like that. Don't act like that. Come here, girl. Give me some sugar. Don't act like that.
Yup. That's what I see. And I look at him and laugh. I'm like, lighten up. You know, it's just a photo online. Yeah, but someone saw now. It isn't just the women that it affects sometimes. Sometimes it's the men, too. I've seen certain men act a certain way. You know, oh, that's what you like? That's what you want people to know? Like,
right, that's
really?
True.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow. You know, but that's that allowing the public into your relationship. People don't really know what's going on until you make it known. You know, that's the way it is.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. It's all good. I'm a little nervous here tonight. I got to tell you.
I don't know why.
I got anxiety here for Phil. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Did Mama get you?
Calling out sick. She called out sick the day of this day. At least she had the decency to call out sick. At least she ain't doing no call, no show. I mean, you know.
Right. I know some hosts have done that. Like, nothing, no kind of hosts up.
Yeah, nothing. So, you know.
It's all good.
She better not do it Friday. It's Express Your Vibe. She better heal and up so she can express my vibe.
Okay. Right. I know she's fussing right now. I'm going to get them later.
I know she is. She said, oh, you just wait. I'm going to get him.
Oh, Lord. All right. I'm going to give this a try. Is you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, Lord. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can work with this. Got a piece here. This is actually a collab between me and who are you now? You poetic tonight or you Van?
Oh yeah, I'm Van tonight. This piece is a Van piece. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm always the perlinator, regardless. All right. Here we go. This is called Intimately Expressed. Let me ask you something. Have you seen the mental struggles of a single woman? If I exposed the inner workings of my heart and offered my sacred sensuality, would you choose your space and run away? Or would you find the courage to accept it, guard it, and stay? If I gave myself to you, would you sample, then choose head over heart over me? Let your pride take center stage until it gets bigger than us when I get comfortable. No, I'm comfortable where I am without allowing anyone to invade my space. I ask you these things because I desire your presence, now until forever. Because I've gotten past hiding my tears behind rainfall, and there's a thick layer of scars over my heart, thick scars engulfing my heart, a false protection for my sanity. Questioning, is it I who wants to drop the gates of Camelot after hearing your war cry, which I interpreted as your love song? Am I right or am I wrong? Either way, I'm comfortable, protected, and warm. But I can still cry for love because I'm passionate and it runs deep.
Since you propose some dynamic questions, allow me to be intimately expressive with solutions and not suggestions. I see your struggles as a single black father consistently, because I want to provide valuation to the inner workings of heart's sacred sensuality. And the only thing is, I'm running toward what you offer fervently. There would be no doubt that this king would stay and honor his queen. The pride that I carry would enlarge to become big enough for both of us on center stage to be seen. I want to dwell in that space with you, that space where you're most comfortable too, ignoring the absence of time as we use love as aloe vera to anoint your heart scars. Because right now, I desire your presence. And the tears you shed create a rainbow essence. I will protect your sanity. And the battle cries emerging from my beating heart will take away the tragedy. For this is one monumental love that not even Shakespeare's Macbeth, it would be powerless. And as I sang my song, hoping you'd come along to sing with me in the rain and the sun, where love is priceless and will never run. Run from being able to still cry for love or a passion that runs so deep.
Though my lonely heart has died a thousand deaths, your willingness to see and words of understanding have restored my faith in a man's ability to love beyond sight through his eye. And the trust I have for you is immeasurable. Now my world holds a light that will never be dimmed. For this awakening, I thank you and I open to you. Please come in. And that's that peace.
That's that peace.
Ooh. Yo, I gotta tell you something. Your part, that was so dope. I'm saying the words, they are just, man, that touched me. And
thank
I thank
you,
you
so
I really
I mean,
do, for doing this
I
with
mean,
me. I really do.
My pleasure, and your words sparked my response. So I thank you for sharing your words and your vulnerability within the piece to allow me to be as equally as transparent and vulnerable. Amazing right for you as well.
Thank you. That's what's up. Well, guess what? I think the callers like that because I see all kinds of hands up now. That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes. Now, hold on, Kalinda. Can I have keep it for one more minute? Just one more minute, please. Thank you. Before I release you to Miss Thang, okay, and
yes.
We're going to have a corporate meeting about her later. You better give her a heads up. Could you please give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. Join us tomorrow night for The Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be Either Fly, Speak, or War Council with Mojave. And then Wednesday night, we'll be right back here in another Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I am going to let you go because I ain't in the mood for it. I'm not. All right. Go on over there to the Love Lounge and get your drink and your conversation.
Wait, yes.
What you done did to that woman?
Man, what I did.
Oh,
she
now I see why she acts like
she
that. You say words like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. But, you know, it's aloe.
Lord. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that collab. I sure did. I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to open up this first microphone. Well, the second mic to Kelly Connor. Hey, Kelly. What's up, Diva? Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Hey, Diva. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I've gotten past my nervousness now. So
oh, yeah. Good. You got this. And you and Van, oh, that collab. Woo! I was about to hang up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It
you enjoyed
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. His words are awesome, man. I strive to write better. Like he does. I'll get there one day. I'll get there one day. Now, I have to ask, what have moons done to your relationship? How have they affected your love life? Or have they at all?
They haven't affected a personal relationship because I don't have one right now, but the ones especially about love and togetherness and all that harmony, they just make me want to be in love. And those are the things that I gravitate towards. Just the words to speak to me, you know, and I just want a piece of that.
Oh, man, so I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish. Finish what you're saying.
No, and I was just saying that's what inspired the piece that I wrote for tonight was thinking about those memes that I see, you know, where people are in love and holding each other close and, you know, just, or the ones that are just writings on a book that, you know, someone came up with and, you know, I just want to feel all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm there with you, but I'm more of a visual person, and then I will read the words, and that just enhances the feeling that I get from what I see. We all want that, especially the ones where you see the couples, their eyes are fixed on each other, or their one is closed, and you can just see the euphoric state that their hearts are in. So I'm there. Yeah, I understand. I'm a big old love bug, so I get it.
I am a sucker for love. That is for sure. That's for sure.
Girl, please go and get me started. Ooh, I'm trying to start. Yes. Well, I am anxious, and I'm sure the callers are too, to hear your magnificence, because I'm a fan of your work, definitely. So,
oh, thank you. Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Well, all right. This piece is called "If You Ever Wonder How You Make Me Feel."
The mic is yours.
I want to be the muse behind every star, moon, streak of sunlight that someone is speaking about. I want someone to feel that way about me. Tell me I make the stars burst before their eyes. Something fell from the sky and lit a spark just bright enough to see my face. I want the love that someone poured onto the page, the agonizing pain of a gnawing desire. I want someone to hold me like the pictures I see. I want to fit with someone who really gets me. A love so pronounced that thousands of people want to feel the same intensity. I want to be the me in the meme, and not just a dream. Unless I wake up and you're right there next to me, thinking of a brand new masterpiece we can create together. One we can show the world and encourage more love to flow into the atmosphere. A love so deep, they can't help but press love. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Kelly, the streak of sunlight. Oh, the me and the me. Oh, girl, yeah, you're hopeless romantic. I felt that. I do. Oh, I love it. I do. I do. Because you know, your voice or the actual, the tone in it. But it, when you read your pieces, I told you before, every pause that you take in between your words, it's like satisfaction. It sounds like that. And it makes you go, hmm. You know, like, you ever see that Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's sitting back, someone's rocking my dream boat. I love it. I'm trying to tell you. It's oh, man. Aww. He's one of those poets that make a person just lay back and relax. Like, they find a big comfy chair and they can throw one leg over the arm and lean back just and any old kind of way. I love that piece. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I appreciate you coming and bringing that your work here. Now, I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge with Poetic and my mixologist. I don't call her a bartender. I call her mixologist because she can make any drink that you want. And don't worry if you see her in the corner with him. She automatically gets on her job and does what she's supposed to and drinks her on the house. So go on there and order what you want.
All right. I will do that.
All right. Kelly, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kelly Connor. I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 323. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Happy New Year.
Hey! Happy New Year. My goodness. How you doing, Sincere?
Yeah.
Wow. Long time hear from.
Yeah, just been on the grind and just trying to keep my mind right. Just been busy.
Oh, I've been watching you. I've been seeing you.
Oh, I appreciate
it. And you know what? Congratulations on your hard work and your efforts, and I wish you luck in your endeavors. I really do. And
thank
I'm glad
you, so
you could find
thank
the
you.
Time to call in tonight. It's been such a long time since I, you know, we heard you. Everything.
You know what? I didn't have anything love. I was just going through some personal battle. I didn't have nothing love written, and I was inspired by John Robinson. I had started a piece and talking to him over the phone, he said something and I looked at that piece that I started and left it 2 years ago. I just finished it. So by the conversation, so this is inspired by John Robinson, what I'm about to write, what I've written and what I'm about to, you know, say over there.
Oh, that's awesome. But let me ask you.
Yes.
How have memes affected your love life or your relationship, if they have at all?
They haven't. I don't get caught up in that, because you still got to treat individuals how they treat you, and how we deal with each other is just one-on-one. You can't look on expressing other people's opinion. Because that doesn't carry weight, and that doesn't stop you eating or sleeping or paying bills. So I thought love was dealt on a personal, one-by-one individual basis.
Okay. I can respect that.
The reason why I say that,
if that's the case,
then all the hatred that and wars that black men have had with women of color that, you know, betray us and we don't trust nobody, then for the last 10 decades, would anybody trust a black woman and being a black man based on our past relationships of being hurt? And being hurt is universal. You know what I mean? So you can't go on that. You got to treat the individual. You can't treat everybody the same boat.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. I have to agree with that because you know what? For me, being online is strictly entertaining or for research. You can't take these things that you see, especially a picture, and from words on the screen, serious. You can, and you can't let it invade your sanctuary. Your relationship, just like your home, is your sanctuary, your place of peace. Well, it's supposed to be. That other person is there to enhance your happiness and your peace of mind. And then you allow in there, you know, that's opening the door for the devil. So, you know, you take it at face value. It's a joke. That's it. That's it, you know. So I agree with what you're saying, and I appreciate your answer. Thank you very much. Now,
I appreciate it.
Just like me, everybody, all our callers are anxiously awaiting your piece, which you were inspired by. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's all about you. It's been a while now since I should have came around to apologize for my actions on any attempt to justify my own brokenness. You see, I was hurt previously and not by you. So this is about you. Letter of offering up any open letters, a page from a past that shouldn't have been about ego or selfishness, pain, or even just disconnect or discomfort. See, I've checked my own thoughts of JD's revenge for my true self. All these days from those forgotten years behind a stone and a storyline in which this was about you and my actions that had enormous effect on our child whose battlefield is distrust, pain, and being hurt from misleading our own point of view and sight in front of them. This is about you. I gave it my all when my all wasn't the best over a pond of dead dreams or sticking a window of rain on a sometime hope. Stuck in translations on a flight to and from empty glasses of distilled dust and mistrust. It's about you. Don't know if in now nor later this would have helped, only if a hour was made with a jazz note saying to me, you love me, and my love for you for adding value into and onto a soul that never tasted honey so pure. And may only fight for his peace of mind when he gave his all. I shower you with action since action speaks louder than words. What was I had to learn from this relationship was a place of forgiving me for going a million miles on faith. I found out I have ran from BS sincerely knowing it wasn't on my watch. However, it was my watch. Should have had looked past the pain off of another corner's back knowledge. Thank you. It's about you. And when I love had fallen, I was really about you. It's about you. Just that peace, sincere from Los Angeles.
I love that. He said this is about you. And that one line, into a soul that tasted so pure. I'm telling you now, I might steal that line, sincere, and incorporate it in one of my pieces. That's a beautiful line right there. I love that. It's words that make your partner or your the love of your life fall into you even more. Oh man, that was really
and that's that sentence and Jay Bob said this is for anybody I've hurt, and this is my way to relieve any karma that I may have to move forward. So I had to release it so I can move forward, so I can treat the next person the way I want to be loved, and I couldn't hold on to the past. So that was about. It's about you, but it's about everything that I've been through.
Beautiful. Simply beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Man. Thank you for having me.
Wait, before you skate off, can you give us a little bit of what, you know, a taste of what you're out there doing? Because I see you doing big things, but everybody
oh,
else
I appreciate
might not
it.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Just finished a documentary. It's called The Rise of Memorial Park. It's here in Santa Monica. Story of John Hines, 30 years of working for the city, community activist, mentor. The story's about him and his effectiveness that he had in the city. Also, this connects to a Black Santa Monica. Not too many people know it was a Black Santa Monica in California that before the freeway even extended, if you see Google Maps, the 10 freeway hits to the ocean, but that wasn't there in the 60s. So we're talking about that, but we're talking about particularly the park where all the people of color, that was a sanctuary because they couldn't go no place else. So we're talking about the park and the effectiveness and what it meant.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that so much. If you could go to the event page and post that for me and for us to see, please.
Absolutely.
For those that may be interested in some history and gaining some knowledge on that particular individual, and then you know, seeing some more of your project take off. All right.
I appreciate that. I definitely will.
Hey, thank you. I'm gonna catch you over there in the Love Lounge with Poetic and Miss Kelly Connor, and go on over there, grab you a drink, and then enjoy the rest.
Absolutely,
of
and I can speak to my brother. Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, and before I do this, I want to send a shout out and a big thanks to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. We are actually coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. We have 5 minutes to 10. Okay. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick this in there real quick.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing studio to the
other.
Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, the Love Zone. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. You have until 10:59 to get in here. For those of you that are streaming online, if you want to get on the mic, press that 1, raise your hand. Let me see you wanting to participate. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone, Sir Lawrence. How are you doing tonight?
Better than ever. How are you, LaPearl, La Negra?
I'm good, honestly. I'm really in a good place. I'm glad you called in.
Indeed.
I'm going to ask you.
Sometimes I'm paying attention.
Awesome.
Hey, listen, tell Miss VIP to go ahead, and I don't know what the situation is. She got, you know, snow on the ground or whatever, but she need to start touching the earth. You know, no interference, no clothes, no in the way, no shoes in the way, some whatever, like whatever it's going to take for her to touch the earth.
Mm-hmm.
She'll feel better.
Okay. I'm a firm believer in that because I'm kind of a hippie. I'm kind of a tree hugger myself. And it makes a big difference when you ground yourself. Sometimes not this time of the year, but, you know, take your shoes off and go touch the earth and let, you know, let Mother Earth send you some information and some spiritual nutrients, because it's a very real thing. It's very healing. I'm very adamant about that with people.
For real.
I'll definitely relay that message to her, I think she'll appreciate that. She will really appreciate that. Thank you for that as well. Yeah, I want
to
ask you a question.
Okay, come on.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I was saying I'm glad to hear that you adhere to that as well. That's good news.
Absolutely. Well, see, I know who I am. I've been on my spiritual journey for a minute, and I understand who I am now and what my purpose is here. So I got a little bit of peace. You know, I'm not completely and totally at peace, but I'm closer to that. I am further away from it. You know, and I'm grateful for it. Oh yeah. It is definitely what's up. Yes. So, I want to know how do memes affect your love life or your relationship, if they do at all?
Oh, you know, that's interesting, because I'm still trying to make sure I'm sure what a meme is. So I guess that's already answering the question.
Okay.
I don't quite sure what a meme is.
Okay. You know those little posts, you see the pictures with the little statements over top of it, you know? You might see a person and their face looks a little twisted, and it says, if really sick of your shit was a person, this is what they would look like.
Oh.
Or you'll see a couple together, and they just have this look on their face like they're in a state of euphoria, and says real couple goals, or if we can't share the same space within this energy, I don't want it. Posts like that.
Right.
Those are memes.
No, I got it now. I wasn't sure. But anyway, yeah. Well, so I guess I've already answered the question to an extent. I mean, and then, you know, I guess I'm third in line, because I'm not in a relationship, so even if I was, I don't even know if it would affect it. But I think somebody else already said, Van may have already said this. If I'm a contact person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get more out of me one-on-one than you will over the phone, than you will texting, then you will, you know what I'm saying? So as far as a meme go, that would be more of a J-O-D, you know, like the joke of the day, or they might have something, then I might notice something that the average person didn't notice and I pointed out, something like that. But otherwise, I mean, you let something like that get in the way, then you need to go somewhere, because I don't have that kind of time.
I feel you on that, but you would be surprised at how many individuals allow that in their energy. Just give it energy, give it life. But it really shouldn't bother anyone at all. If anything, they should take it as, it's just entertainment. That's it. Like watching a comedian perform on stage. That's it. Don't take it home with you. Don't let it go no further than where you see it on the screen. But thank you for that answer. I appreciate that.
Well, get that. I mean, for real. We got mm-hmm. way more pressing issues.
Honey, boy, do I have so many important things more important than that. Believe me, that ain't even on my list. Okay.
Right. Don't have room for it.
Exactly. Now, Sir Lawrence, we are anxious to hear what you brought for us tonight. Something delicious.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I wrote this piece, brand new piece. I haven't had a chance to let it pass between my lips and tongues and so forth like this here. So, maybe I should try this one.
Hey, Mike, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The seventh activated liquid. What do you do when you are not looking good? Let me touch you through our minds, connecting, feeling your body move the way this takes you, like the anticipation of the water filling your bath, immersing in the bubbles gathering around as you open up so naturally. Low pH caressing the way the water automatically responds, feeding you the type of attention you've been missing. Let me be what's combining with yours, touching every part of you, becoming the liquid sensation on the periodic table. Sir Lawrence.
Okay, I get it. I see what you did. I like that. I like that a lot. Really like that line, open up so naturally. But I get what you did. Stop liquid sensation on the periodic table. That's what's up, definitely. Yeah. You know, I'm no chemist. I haven't solved any chemicals, but I really, really like that. I love the wordplay. I really, really do. Man, that was dope.
Well, cool. Thank you. Because you know what I found out? I found out, which is what inspired the piece in the first place, there are six heat-activated compounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, us mixing it up, we're going to be number seven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like something is not like heat blasting or blowtorch heat. I'm talking about heat, like body heat, can change
mm-hmm.
this substance into liquid, like mercury and so forth. And there's six of them
mm-hmm.
on the periodic table.
Oh yeah, the chemical reaction, especially when it comes in contact. The physical contact with it. I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's dope. It's dope.
Come on.
That's what's up, yo. But I do have to let you go because I got other callers coming in here, and I want to be able to give everybody a fair shot, get these people on the mic. So thank you for coming in and always showing love. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Go on over there, get you a drink, and have some conversation with the other poets that are sitting in there chilling. One love, one mic.
Hello, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sir Lawrence. I'm bringing the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Oh, Larry Mata, what's up for real? How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone, darling.
What it do? Take your stock, dog. What's up, baby? How are you?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Miss Pearly. I'm doing well. A little tired, but I'm doing well.
I feel you. You know, hopefully your night will go by mm-hmm. pretty fast, and you can get on back home and get in, you know, get in between the covers and snuggle up and catch some Z's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. We look forward to that when we get a certain age.
Like
we fight it when we're younger,
yeah.
But we fight for it to get to it when we get older.
Hey, you know, it's a revolving door. Yeah, but just, what you said.
I want to ask the question, though, unless you wanted to talk about something else first before I get into the question, because I know you got to get on over there and handle your business.
we can dive into what it is, what you're doing.
Okay. Well, the
I'll
question
see if I have
is
it. It's fine. Go ahead, love.
Okay. Well, the question is, how do means affect your love life or your relationship, if they do at all?
Yeah. Okay, that was funny. I'm cracking up. There's so many different ways I can add to that. Yeah, I mean, it's only fair you asked everybody else, but how does means affect my love life? When I first saw that, I was like, how in the hell the means going to affect my love life? Well, right now it's easy to answer because, you know, the love life, I'm on a diet from that. But if I had one going on, you know, it wouldn't affect me because I guess it can only affect you if you're living your love life through social media. Okay, if you're about that, I'm not, you know, living it on social media, then you'll be stuck in that social media realm, and it would affect you receiving memes under stuff that you post and things of that nature, rather than, you know, sharing all your love life out there like that. And you know, everybody's not always happy for you and what you're doing and your happiness. You know, I see a lot of pictures, you know, couples, things like that. And it's kind of funny because
hello? I don't know if it's my equipment that ain't acting right. I think we lost Pharrell's call. His call dropped. If you can, Mr. CEO, please call back in. In the meantime, I'm going to open up this next microphone to a very good friend of mine. It's just J. Rob, the wise son. Hello, J. Rob. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Oh. Hello, Daniel. I mean,
how are you,
Jim? Love Pearl, La Negra. Good evening.
Good evening, love. How are you?
Oh, I get love points. Okay, I'm love tonight. I'm good. How you doing?
Always. You say you love tonight. You always. Oh, come on, man. Don't make me go there. Don't take me there. You already know.
I'm love tonight. Mm-hmm.
Don't. Oh, you gonna do me like that? Okay. All right. I'm gonna give that to you. I'm gonna let you at it once tonight. It's fair.
It's cool.
Okay.
I ain't trying to get in trouble. I ain't trying to get in trouble, brother. Just trying to live. I just want some chips.
Well, guess what?
Was my ears deceiving me, or was you singing Dreamboat?
Someone's rocking my dreamboat. I was. And you know you came to mind when I started singing it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all good. It's all good. It's inspired by you.
I have to take in my cartoons and making money on it.
Because it's greatness. I can't participate in greatness. So I always have to lag and be the flunky, always be behind.
Americans today, with your MTV and your fancy words and stuff.
I gotta ride the coattail. I can't just be great.
Hey! I ask that question every day. Can I just be great? But I live in the hood, so the answer is always no.
Oh, don't matter what they
But that's
about.
All right.
You don't even have to question
But that's
it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Your own greatness. It's all
mm-hmm.
good.
Show you right.
Man. But I appreciate you calling in and showing the love, as always. And I want to ask the question, how does memes affect your love life or your relationship, if they do at all?
I'll answer it like this. If a meme has an adverse effect on my relationship, I really need to second guess the person I'm dating.
Okay. Okay. I dig it. I agree.
You just said earlier that you use the internet for entertainment.
Yes, that's
memes
it.
Is a form of entertainment. I still don't understand the question. And rather than say what I was going to say, because I love you and I'm polite, I'm just like, if I ever date a woman and she takes a meme that serious, that it has a adverse or detrimental effect on our relationship, you can go home.
I feel you on that.
It's just,
unfortunately,
it's just a stupid picture. It's
right.
just a stupid picture.
Exactly. Exactly. But unfortunately, you know, there are a good majority of people out there that live their lives through the internet.
Unfortunately.
They put on a mask and they present this facade, and it means everything to them. So when there are particular pictures with certain statements over top of them posted, it just sets off a riot in their nervous system, because that is the only life that they know. That's the only life that they have. You know? And it's a sad thing that takes place in life, but it's a reality nonetheless. So, yeah. But like it's like I said, yeah, the internet is entertainment and for research. That's it. You know, it helps you get in touch with particular people, but for the most part, it's just entertainment, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give it that kind of life. You know, I'll indulge,
mm-hmm.
but it's only to pass the time, you know, and that's it, pretty much. So, it's all good, though. Thank you for that.
If a woman really had something over a meme, I couldn't laugh hard enough as I'm discontinuing her from my relationship.
I can see you now.
I'm like, no. Really? We having this discussion over a meme, and I thought I knew you.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
Like, is that my coat? Like, I'm gonna be right back. I'm going to the store in another state.
Going out for milk.
Like they got this particular type of milk in Pennsylvania. I just gotta have. I'll talk to you in April.
What's that old Jordan saying? Have a nice trip, see you next fall, or something like that.
Mhm. Like, you have a nice trip, you drip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it does get serious for some people. And actually, to see it take place between a couple, that's entertainment too. Do you see these two? Get the sticker, but a popcorn. They on again.
I'm a different cat, because I see that and just shake my head and go, y'all got to be kidding me. But if they're friends of mine, I'm like, y'all got to be fools to be doing this. But if they're just people I happen to know, I just shake my head and go, there by the grace of God go I, because I ain't dating her, and I'm not into guys, so I ain't got no worry about with him. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep arguing about this dumb nonsense. A meme?
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at how people allow things to affect them and their relationship. Give life to it. It shouldn't be like that. Convenience can be very addictive, and the internet is very convenient.
I guess so. I gotta reevaluate my friendships once that starts happening.
I agree with you on that one. I've been lucky not to have, come
I'm like, what kind of Nazi are you?
God.
Man, oh my over God. A meme. She's hot and bothered over a meme.
Now, wait a minute now. But as I was saying earlier, I am a visual person, and I love the visual aesthetic that some of them give off. And then I will read the words, and that just enhances it. But allowing it to take me any place else, I can't do that. I can't do it. Yeah. So.
I'm visual too, and I just want visuals of the woman I'm dating. I don't need a meme.
Okay.
Don't send me pictures of a couple kissing. Send me a picture of your tongue. Don't send me a picture of a woman getting her breast grabbed. Send me a picture of your breasts. Don't send me a picture of what you want, or a dude doing something to a chick. Type me some shit that you want me to do to you and for us to get into. Because I look at a meme and I'll chuckle and I'll delete it.
I hear that. I hear that.
If it's That's not fair. Of the woman that I'm dating, what am I keeping it for?
Okay. That's a lot of them. Because I like to entertain people. I like people to laugh and see if they can get it like I got it.
I'll send funny stuff, but for my relationship? If a woman that I'm dating has a particular set of feelings over a meme, again, why am I dating you? When there's other stuff for us to talk about.
There you go.
But what do I know? I'm not in a relationship, so, I just have dreams of, I just dream big and dreams of grandeur. If there's a woman out there for me.
Yeah, it'll happen.
No, it won't. But thank you, though.
You keep saying that, and the universe is going to be like, all right, let's make him wait longer.
Sweetheart, I go to dinner with the universe, and we play spades, and the shit we laugh about is everybody finding somebody. No, it ain't happening. I got gray hair now, and I'm half as sexy as I was before my hair turned gray, so I'm good.
Okay.
The universe is like, man, your time has come and gone. I'm like, I know.
I don't believe that, but okay.
I'm still cute though. I put my shoes on.
Put your socks on first.
I put my socks on. I wore pants today.
Oh, God. Can I ask the question? Can I ask what you got going on in the Tiffany universe before you get into your piece stuff?
Hell no. I ain't got nothing going on. Let's be real honest. I ain't got nothing. Van done, pulled the cat out the bag. But I will say this: any African Americans listening to this show, or Latinos, or anyone who loves to spit poetry, tune in tomorrow, because we're about to celebrate Black history in a way y'all have never imagined. Tune in. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm going to talk very badly about Van. He's going to talk badly about me. We're going to do poetry. It's going to be fun. I'm going to tell him that I love him. He's going to tell me that he loves me. We're going to go back to being boys, because that's my brother. We're going to have a good time. David Mott's going to come on the show and curse at me, and I'm going to curse at Dave, and it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, God.
It's going to be spoken word poetry for Black History Month. And if you're a fan of Black history throughout the year, kick off your Black history informational session with this, because the music is going to coincide with Black history. we're going to be putting stuff about Black history in our show on the event page. So I'm going to tell you all about stuff you've never heard before, never thought of before, or haven't thought of in a long time. It's going to be livid. And I mean livid like hot, like nice livid. So come through. This is going to be hotter than a helicopter crashing in lava. Come to the Get Down tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. Not a lot of music. Just y'all. Just poets. Invite a poet. Invite a poet's poet. And watch what we do. We got a couple of giveaways to do. So I want some people to get some stuff. We want to promote Black authors. We want to promote businesses. We want to show y'all what this is. And let's show y'all what happens after Kwanzaa start with Black history. Let's go.
Thank you.
And I'm going to curse David
awesome.
Mott out.
I know you are. Thank you for that. I'm anxious. I'm anxious as always. You know, Get Down is my shot, man. Every week I so look forward to you guys. You know, I love you guys, man. Y'all got the synergy between you that is just unparalleled. I love it.
That everything y'all hear on the Get Down is because of Van Meadows. Light skin privileges always prevail. So we have a great show because of Van Meadows. And David Mott is light skin with
privileges.
Green eyes. And it's a beautiful look because of Van Meadows and because of David Mott. It starts with them. Like back in the day, if you was the other guy that made people laugh, they call you the second banana. So I'm the second banana next to two light skinned dudes. So it's a beautiful look.
Wow. I'm not gonna. I ain't got nothing to say. I can't wait till tomorrow night. I'll be there with bells on, as usual.
Tony, these cats are incredible poets. I'm humbled to be in their light. These dudes are like really incredible. Trust me.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't discredit you though. Good. Without you, it wouldn't work. Y'all are. You know, you just team, and y'all make it work. Okay?
I am the Jerry Lewis to his Dean Martin.
And they made it work. Without Jerry, Dean would have just been Dean, you know, without Dean.
Dean Martin sang, and he had the women swooning because he did the baritone Italian thing, and Jerry Lewis was like, hey, lady. So that's usually me.
Okay.
But I'm cool with my position. I get a chance to get on the show and do what I do.
That's what's up. And you do a great job. I appreciate it. We all do.
You spoil me. We lying, but you be spoiling me.
Don't you call me no liar. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm not going to get you right now, but I'll talk to you later, okay?
Uh-huh.
I ain't got your address, but I know how to get in touch with you.
Uh-huh, 1056 Teller Avenue, baby.
Lord have mercy. Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson is my dad, but you can ask me whatever you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, J-Rob, the wise son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you bring Delicious Love Delicious to tonight? Because I know you brought
nothing. Actually, I'll be honest. I didn't bring anything delicious. I didn't even bring any poetry. I just wanted to hang out with you and talk shit. So tonight's just a good night for me.
You want to fight?
Why are you always? Why are you always threatening me with a good time?
Chose
you know I'll be pinching myself.
I'd
be pinching myself.
Violent. Just now.
Let's play with our words.
All right.
I'm
gonna play.
I have something in here that's not delicious, but it's poetry though, because it's February, Black History Month. Some people like the pagan holiday, but it's Black History Month, so. I wrote this for all those people who enjoy the pagan holiday.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Someone... No, I'm not doing that. Okay. This piece is called Kiss Me Like. Staring at your lips, I'm wondering what's taking you so long to line yours with mine. I mean, what ancient sentient do I have to pay homage to get you to satisfy my salivating fixations of you? Hell, I ain't no rapper, but I'm headsprung over your oval-shaped empire, so much so that even your kisses are illmatic. Kiss me. Kiss me as if tomorrow will never come, because tonight is our last night like this. Kiss me as if getting married in the morning, and you need to know if you're doing the right thing, and this kiss will answer all the questions and satisfy your doubts. Kiss me. Kiss me like I'm free at last, and I'm able to make all of your dreams come true at last, and thank God Almighty. Kiss me as if you have finally had a heartbeat that decided resuscitation through your osculation. Kiss me. Kiss me like the happy ending story you've always read about and loved, and needed reassurance that all of this was just a dream come true to you. And then I need you to kiss me like we lived in a place where passion was prohibited, but we kept breaking prohibition laws in my private speakeasy until our mouths got tired, our jaws began to hurt, but felt and tasted so damn good. Kiss me. Come here. Kiss me like you never, ever want me to whisper the name of any other woman in my past ever again. Like you are the only love language I can clearly articulate as we osculate, and make it so much so that it's as if your tongue is the reason I'm able to speak in the first place, and the only language I speak is what you gave me when you slid your tongue over mine and said, "Does this taste good?" You're my perfect dream come true. Take the lines of your mouth and line them up with mine so that we can make this jigsaw puzzle of passion work. Kiss me. Improve it. Poem.
Damn. I got some things to say. you know I'm a fan of your work. But maybe some people don't catch it, but this is what I get from your pieces. You have this way of spitting where it's like a very, very subtle wine that draws and it pulls you in with a slight command at the end of your line, the particular words. Like, you said, felt and tasted so damn good. Come on. That command was like, it was soft, but it was a commanding soft. Like, you can't help but be pulled in by it. Man, that was dope. That was delectable. It was delectable. I loved it. Thank you, man. That was up. I really, really like that piece, though. That was up. That was really good.
Aww.
Hell.
Here, making an old man blush.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but don't get me started. I'm trying to be. I'm being good, you know. I'm trying to leave the naughty alone for the night. You know? So I'm trying to articulate the way that I feel a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That piece was beautiful. It really, really was. And
just
I
say something smooth, like I'm digging that piece, like I'm digging a grave.
Digging that piece, like I'm digging for gold. I want more.
See? See, I'm digging for gold. I'm digging for oil. I'm digging with no shovel, and my hands is doing all the digging, and my brain is pointing in the direction by which this poem just needs to extend itself. And my fingers have found the pen to respond, and that response is, kiss me. Oh, that fly shit. But I just did it off the top of my head. Don't ask me to repeat it.
Okay. Well, that's dope as well. I wish I could, that's also. I thank you. And now I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. Your brother's over there occupying my mixologist's time.
Bye. Bye. Put my shoes on.
One love, one bite.
My bad.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was J. Rob, the wise son. I'm going to open up this next microphone. Well, you know, I'm going to go back over here to CEO. It's only fair because it's called Rob. Hopefully we can talk to him a little bit more. I apologize, love. Are you still there?
What it do? What it do?
I
see you bang on me. You put a bang on me, baby.
I would never. Okay, even on my work day. I would never.
David Mott inboxed me, said that you banged on me.
I don't care what he said. I would never. I couldn't.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Why would I?
But why is
never?
Why is John putting his shoes on? He's the only. I don't understand what's going on. I missed something. I think the brother said he's the only person I know that put his shoes on first, then his socks. I'm not understanding.
Oh Lord.
You know, there's reasons like that why I say take your socks off, you know, if you got them on
maybe
over top of your shoes. Yeah, if you got them on, if you got your socks on over top of your shoes, then you need to take your socks off. Oh, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Now that's something I haven't heard in a long time. You know how it tickles me.
I can't do it right now. I'm a little weak.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, we need you to have just trust now. Okay. Why are you here? What happened?
I've been packing, boxing things up, you know, for moving. I'm preparing to move.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't realize I have as much stuff as I have. I'm sick of stuff. There's emails out there where it's not good. I need to give away some clothing. I still got the tags on some of it, you brothers out there. If you wear size 39, 38 waist to 36 waist, come check me out. Large to extra large shirts, jackets and coats. I need to get rid of some of this stuff.
Heard that. That is this is the CEO of Epiphany Radio. He definitely has some really, really dope stuff. I've seen it. He has a really good taste in clothes. Y'all come on, check it out. If you could, for real, post that in the event page, please.
I sure will. Everything for free.
So
and
get some more covers.
I just want to get rid of some stuff. Yeah, I got to get rid of some
that's
stuff.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah, this definitely needs more coverage and advertising because there are people out there that do need, that could use, and this is awesome. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sure I'll be ever so grateful for it. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
Now,
what it is.
I did ask you the question earlier, but you never really did get a chance to finish saying what you were saying when you were
answering.
Yeah,
I don't know how far into the program I got cut off, but you know, I was talking to myself for a long time, I guess. But anyway, I was still talking. But anyway, let me get it on before I get cut off again. My answer was basically that if you're living your life on social media, if you're having displaying your relationship on social media, then you deal with social media things. I personally, in not
I'm not in that type of situation right now. I'm on a diet from a love life. I'm loving life right now and trying to do some things. But like I say, if I was in once in a situation, see, because I've learned my lesson from displaying all my personal relationship, happiness and all joy and all that shit on Facebook or Instagram and all that, everybody's not there for you with your happiness, mm-hmm. in your happiness. And some people don't, you know, they pray against that. And there's also mm-hmm. the thing about posting your happiness and then the shit is over and then what, those posts stop, you know, but, you know, it's all a matrix, you know, but my answer to that is if you live by that, because like you said to John, there are people that got really into that social media. And so memes would affect them. You know, they expect to see all happiness and happy memes and all that kind of stuff and responses. So when you get one of those that's against what you're doing or some subliminal shit being said through a meme, then there, I guess you could be affected by that. But personally myself, a meme is nothing a damn meme could do to interfere with my relationship, my happiness, and my joy. Because a meme okay. is just that, a meme. Just like my brother said, you get upset because of a picture or something. You know, you might have an ex that find you on your page and put a meme there or say some dumb shit, you know, to hurt your feelings or the girl that or the person that you're with, that type shit. But anyway, if you live that life, then you die by that knife, you know?
Yeah. I feel you. I agree. I definitely agree. Some people,
yeah.
you know, they take it personal. Like I said, they give it life instead
yeah,
of just
some people truly
leaving it as what it is.
Media life. Yeah, there's some people are affected by that because they live that strong social media life. I have nothing against it, but some people are up in that thing, you know, TikToking their asses off, you know. So, hey, without, you know what I mean?
Was that shade?
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I can't hear
yeah.
that type of shit. Yeah,
I hear you.
Baby,
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Will.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you bring Delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something. You are for real.
Well, Baby, but I don't know if it's how delicious it may be. I just wrote this right before your show, while your show was going on. So, you know, I just felt like writing because I, you know, want something new. So I don't know how it's going to be. I really don't. In my mind, it had a rhythm to it. But as I'm, you know, now the mic is mine, I'm like, yeah, do I really want to spit this shit? Well, yeah, like I said, I just wrote this, so. Y'all follow me. I'm going to try to follow the flow. And this is called Friction. Someone just said Negro to me in the inbox.
Yeah, you sound a little robotic, you know, and it just started. But I can still hear you. I just hope it doesn't get a little more robotic-ish. I can hear you. You still sound robotic.
Do I still sound robotic?
Yeah, kind of computerized. But, I mean, I can hear you. You just, you know, you sound a little like...
Yeah,
computer.
I mean, if it sounds like that, I can, you know, I can just fall back because I don't want to come off like, you know, if you can't really hear me properly.
Give it a try. Give it a try.
All right. Okay, this is called Friction. Thank you. Friction. Wish I had someone to write this to. When problems arise and sleep becomes impossible, I needed someone to bear my soul to, someone to talk to when holding my breath is all I wanted to do. Thoughts come repetitive, haunted by this life that I once lived, unwanted echoes of despair.
Bouncing profusely, ricocheting through my head. Stress.
The loss of hair. addiction, an action scene, unwanted scrolling fast and furiously, disturbing what's left of my reality, taunting me, mouth stoically shut, unable to speak, knowing full well that spoken words would free me. Friction. I need someone to rub up against. Soft and feminine. Fingers brushing, tracing, leaving heated trails along places touched. I need to be scratched. Like that. Red painted nails. What the hell against my back? Something fat to smack that jiggles and bounces back like that. Thing to bring down the swelling caused by this erection. Lord knows I need her to flip over. Ready to share this question. Plant these seeds in her garden. Moving on, there's a lot of moaning going on. Frantically, and I love the sound of it. It's enticing mentally. It enhances what I move. And when I'm moving physically, on top of me, I need her to ride me, stretched across me, stretching me, friction, elongated energy, changed lives, enjoying the ecstasy, the build of momentum from her inside. She feels me with friction. Yeah, like that. Licking the sweat off her back, juggling her breast rhythmically. Both hands all humming in my ears. She laughs like someone to bear my soul to. Someone just to talk to. To take my mind off circumstance. I get freaking nervous every time somebody coughs. This world's polluted by COVID shit. So I'm gonna take this fucking mask off. I need a distraction. Someone to rub up against. I need friction. For real.
Man, we heard most of the piece, but like the last few lines, computerized sound came back. But I did hear what you were saying. I love the metaphor. I want to take this mask off. I like that. I want to ask you, did you mean that in a literal sense? Or was it metaphorically? The part where you said, I want to take this mask off. Did you mean that in a literal sense, or was that metaphorically?
That was in a real sense.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it was basically,
I like that piece.
It was basically, saying that with all the shit that's going on, I need a distraction. And the distraction that I chose was friction. And friction was the metaphor for making love.
That's I love that. I really, really love that piece. Man, that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank
for
you.
Real, before I release you, love, can you tell us what you got going on in Destiny Universe?
Okay. I got red hot dogs. I got three of them. I'm selling them two for a dollar. I'm on the corner of Broad and Mifflin in Philadelphia, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 2 weeks from now, on Epiphany Radio at the Soul Cafe with myself, Miss Pearly Negra, and the one and only Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Van Meadows. That's each and every other Monday at Epiphany Radio. Baby, baby.
For that. Appreciate that. Yeah, y'all come on by Monday night because it's a treat to tap into your creative side, and that's exactly where we take you. All right, for real. I'm going to let you go now on over there. Stop in the Love Lounge for a second. Say hi to your staff and grab a quick, you know, maybe a spritzer real quick. Kalinda got you. Drink her on the house. And you enjoy the rest of your night and stay safe. All
and
right.
You too, have a
cool
baby, baby.
Thank you. Baby, baby. One love, one life. That was the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, and that is the amount of time you have to get in here, put your hand up, and stay a part of the rest of this program. And I'm going to do this real quick as well.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon to be
there.
Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone on Epiphany Radio. If you should wish to participate or just join in, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please put your hands up to participate. I'd love you to. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Blaze. How you doing tonight, Blaze? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing better, getting better.
That's awesome to hear. I'm glad. Well, I know you're dealing with a lot right now, and you have been, and just let you know, you're in my prayers, okay? You're
Thank
always
you so
in my
much.
Prayers.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. So,
is anybody
home
with you? Am I speaking to anybody else as well?
No, not tonight. My co-host is home dealing with some things. You know, she's doing something.
Okay.
But keep her in your prayers, okay?
Will do.
We can all use it, you know, send some of that good energy up there in the celestial world. We could all use that help to us. Now, I want to ask you the question of the evening.
Yeah.
How does means affect your love life or your relationship? If at all it does, or they do.
How does what?
Means. The little posts, pictures and stuff that are posted, but the little captions over top of them, means, M-E-M-E-S.
Oh, okay. It really doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not normally on Facebook much anyway, so. You know, you probably have it up there for about two, 3 months before I finally figured out it was up there. So, like, it really don't bother me. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you choose to do, do that, whatever. It doesn't affect me one way or the other.
Okay. That's what's up. Majority of the callers said the same thing. I think we can all agree, you know, they are what they are. They're just little bits of entertainment. That's it.
Yeah.
And
I put them on people's pages sometimes too. So
yeah.
You know, if I see fit, then I'll probably put it on somebody's page too. But you know, that's just what people do, I guess, because it's stuff out there to play around with. They don't have too much time in the course of their day, and they just. Looking for something to do. I don't know.
Well, you know, some people take it personally. You know, they give energy to it. Me, I don't, you know. And if I did, I don't have anyone. I'm not in a relationship except for with my damn self and spirit. But even if I did, it would never – the only way it would affect my relationship is through laughter. That's it. Like, Right. Look at this. You see this shit that's dying? Look at this. Look at this right here. You know, other than that, I couldn't give it any more life than that. So, yeah.
You're right.
That's it.
I mean, I think if you did, it would make you look like something's wrong with you. Because you've given too much energy to something that don't even exist.
Exactly. But unfortunately, there are individuals where it affects them greatly, you know, and they allow it to. That's the thing.
Right.
They react to things a certain way and allow them to invade our nervous system and fuck with us like that. But I'm good. I'm cool beans, man. I got to do more than that then to irritate me. And honey, I'm a Pisces, so it really, you know, I allow certain folks in my energy to work my nerves, but it ain't that serious, you know.
I mean, as we know, I've learned from my past not to react to things, because when you react, you don't listen to everything. You don't hear or see everything. You just react to something that just coming at you. But when you respond, react and response is two totally different things. You get a chance to listen to it, think about it, analyze it, check it out once or twice, maybe three times. So you get a chance to respond to whatever it is, and it gives you the power to whether or not you want to respond to it. But when you react, you don't necessarily pay attention to it. You're not paying attention to it, and it'll catch you off guard. But if you respond, then you already know that it's there, or even if it tried to come at you the other way, it's like, I already knew you was doing that. I knew that was happening, so you didn't scare me. So, I mean, that's the difference in, you know, reacting and response, and so don't bother me again.
Okay. All right, I'll take that. Now, hey, darling, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something to
listen. Yeah, I did. I'm going to try and get to it as fast as possible. But it's the piece that I did last week that I finally finished.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't trying to disrespect you, but that demon, check you. I'm sensitive, so I pray against any demonic influence, Masonic intruders, any sin trying to gain entrance and find any new vents. My God will have to apply quite a few dents to your rebuke since you ungodly nuisance. In me, he has made some improvements, really made me aware now, making new movements, being strung along in this band by his hands, God's instrument. Anytime you think the enemy has you and has snatched you, trying to trap you, got you frozen like a statue, acting like a nut, cashew, in any crisis, just know that Christ is always there to back you. He's our identity, coincidentally. We don't fight against a flesh and blood enemy. Mentally, he tries to enter we, but as long as Christ is our energy, serving no penalty, remember we can be overtaken by nothing. Men will be at their best trying to sentimentally take you off of your centerpiece, substitutionally becoming your synergy, trying to make you marry once against our knees, begging you to please get on your bended knee. But that's when we must attentively seek God's face in prayer for the next set of instructions, so to not be easily swayed by Satan's many inductions and or seductions. That's when many get stuck in snares and traps, where attacks are set on you. You get lured into sultriness, and cute females will form your mood. Unbeknownst to you, porn is born from food that you now crave sexually and are sounding like a hypocrite, because would you allow him to hit you with cricket? Would you allow him to hit you with you behave disrespectfully and can't get back what God gave festively due to how you're afraid or was now afraid and shaved and betrayed best of me. God rested me, for I have to war against many demons, believing you armed me against an army that's dead yet still breathing, the legion. Many will say that I'm going off the deep end, and because it is deepened, because as it deepens, it'll depend on the seamen, how far they float and or dive to save others when they see men, or will they let stuff dive and float inside of them, seamen. Take note, we're real close to the remote destitute that lives under the cement. Understand, his word is what I'm married to. I mean, I'm going to have to battle with not giving it to Satan to defame God's character, trying to leave his name in the tobacco, left chewed up or smoke like tobacco, setting yourself up for failure, because who you're siding with is not siding with you, and he will attack you. just like he came to Job, but he never denounced the Lord. Matter of fact, it not only made him believe even the more, but it threw him that much closer to the sword. Listen, I've been noticing I can't afford to let my mind be overtaken. Yo, it's over, Satan, and you ain't going to like how I land mine, because you just decided you was going to treat mine like a landmine. Wait a minute. That's what's up. Project this. Since you've chosen to disrespect this, tell me, how does battlefields need battlefields? You already know how losing the war is like grand facts, but you're going to know how losing this battle is, too. Protected by Bible, stand back. Hands clap my spiritual foes, yet those same hands clap for my spiritual bros. I ain't just here to hit you with lyrical flows, but mixed with God's sustenance, I'm mysterious, yo. But you got to understand how his miracles go. He'll save you from the storm by placing you in the eye of it, and I love it. Yet you take him as a hysterical joke. Call me a weirdo, but yo, while you're out here praising Nero, your queer foe, leaving you six below, I'll be up, up, and away with my hero. Now, see, ain't no clownery down to me, but overstepping your boundaries, we'll have every one of your principalities canceled, bound and gagged by the thousands, D, because I'm going to spit till I empty the clip, and that's everything around me. You tried family, insanity, diseases, famine, holocaust, viruses, yet attempts are falling off, but still you dig deep down in me. And what is it that you found in me? Daff and thy rod. And you found your own self-defeat, because these feet and my mind is held steadfast in the word of my God. Yeah. In the word of my God. And peace.
You went in. Oh, man. Okay. The wordplay is crazy. I kind of couldn't keep up, but it was dope. It was real dope. I love the metaphors and the way you played around with the words, especially the semen. That was pretty dope. Okay. That's what's up. That's the stuff, man. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, man. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to set you over there in the love lounge with the other poets. Go on and get yourself a drink, have some good conversation, sit back, take the socks off. All right?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
All right. One love, one love.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
That was Blaze, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Tricky. We got us with Mr. Metaphoria on the mic.
Yes, we have come to the part of the show where everything takes a fucking turn. Yes, good.
Welcome to the love zone.
Yes, we are back in meet the meat. Yes, we are right here at the love zone. The best way to make love if you're going to do it, especially in the winter time when it's cold. Definitely cold as hell down here right now. I bet all the women that shaved this week, mad motherfucker. I bet they wish they'd have kept fur on that burger.
Lord, that time
of the year, I want to tell for real the poet that is a beautiful thing that you're giving the clothes away and everything. We know you have an extensive wardrobe. But that's for the little bit of niggas. People who have gained weight now. We are normal sized people. Those mediums, I ain't been a size 38 in the waist since middle school. I don't know where he got them little kid clothes from. You gotta have some for the grown size people, Larry. Grown size. And I've seen for real the poet. If he putting on a size 38, them is some skinny pants. Especially talking about a 1X shirt. You can't get all of Larry into a 1X shirt. So he wearing skinny pants and skinny shirts. But if that's how you like to do your thing, that's how you do your thing. That's all right. You
know? Lord have mercy. I guess yeah. What?
And Van, too. Van, if you're 38 in the waist, use a little nigga, too. It just, it's all, everything for the little niggas. How you
numbers.
Doing, Miss Purdy?
I'm good. I don't do numbers, Dave. I do small, medium. It's either a 1X, 2X, 3X, and up. That's what I do. I can't go by numbers. Okay. and that's just the way that if it fit over my boobs and I can fasten it without it pulling, then it fits. And that's it. And I don't do nothing but tight. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
you
it.
Probably had to go to Big and Tall to get something fit over them boobs. Them, you can't call them boobs. Them titties. That's different. You know, boobs is something when you just get started.
I can't call them boobs.
No, that's when you're just getting started. Like, they boobs don't even part ways. They too little. They just rock a little bit to the side. And, you know, that's what boobs are. Yeah, they don't have heat under them. Like, you got natural hand warmers. Like, if Nick can get his hands up under there for 5 good minutes, like, they'd be on fire. This is heat radiation.
Yeah,
you're
right about that.
Not boobs. Yeah, I see. I've dealt with big titty women my whole life. I know how you do. Like summertime, you have to take out, you hit your arms with your deodorant. You go ahead and lift them up and run a line under there too, because it's gonna sweat under there. Summertime, hot, heat already under there. So if you don't do that, you might put a little baby powder under there or something. You know, you got to have something to help with. I know all about it. You know, but then
okay.
Like for them titties,
you
ain't
know,
boom.
You sound like,
can't say boom.
You sound like you know a little something.
Yeah, you know, that's
no,
the way
boobies,
just,
boobies,
just dress them right. I want you to dress them right. The boobs is, no.
They, today.
Boobs ain't even got stretch marks on them yet. You know, them titties. There's the difference. Children have fed from those things, you know. They can't call them boobs.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
Yeah, we got to keep you honest at the love zone, Miss Curly Negro. And I seen them tall ass kids you got here. I know they was breastfed kids. Shit, Infamil
right.
Don't get
it
you that
breastfed.
Time.
No, baby, that's why.
Your youngest kid 6'12".
Be booby juiced. They
yeah,
booby juiced.
What that
baby.
Is?
Trust me. Yeah,
might have had a little bit of Hennessy in
them.
Yeah. The breast milk and Henny. That's what gets your tall ass kids.
And guess what? I breastfed mine up until they was 2 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep,
they're good.
See. Well, you got them baby hawks walking around right the fuck now. See, you should have cut them off in about 8 months. That's why they grew too tall. You ain't but 4 foot nothing. You just a midget that had 3
Ooh,
shacks.
I'm taller than
that's just. I'm just saying.
Y'all believe that shit. I'm 5'5½", and don't take that half away, okay?
Yeah, that's when
and
you
half.
Know you're short when you throw that half. Tall people ain't never claimed the half. We just, you know. We say ish. That's
you
how
would.
You about 6'5", 6'6", something like that, you know. Short people and a half. But you're still a half away from
and,
being shorter. And each birthday,
and
you're going to shrink a little bit. So.
3/4". You know, yeah, that's right. Don't take it away because that's how hard, that's how tall I used to be 5'6", but, you know, time and natural wear and tear, but, you know, shrinks you a little bit. So, you know, you'll see. You know,
I don't think
older.
I'll ever shrink to 5'6" or 5'5½".
Not
I'm well beyond that point, like, you know. That was elementary school. I ain't getting back to them heights.
No, I'm
yeah,
just
but,
saying we lose height in our, you know, our bone density becomes a little, you know, thin, and we start losing.
Well, I guess
head,
I'll say,
you know?
God bless your heart and all your vertically challenged parts. It's all right, you know.
Let me
it's
ask you
right.
a question. It's crazy, so. How does me affect your love life or your relationship if in you know if in fact it does at all?
I mean, I have fun with them. You know, I like the little meme where it's got the man laying in the bed and the woman laying in bed texting each other and saying fucked up shit back and forth to each other. I just get laughs out of them. It would, you know, I look at it like this. If a meme can affect my relationship in any kind of way, that relationship fucked up anyway. The memes are just for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
you know. You let the social media affect your relationship in any kind of way, get out that relationship. It ain't even solid.
That's true. I agree. I agree. That's
like,
the one
like
thing
you
I've
said,
agreed
young,
on.
Yeah, send each other the memes for laughs and shit. You know, I was dealing with this girl before, and just the shit I post on social media, she told me, she said, I'm giving you an ultimatum. I said, oh, yeah, what's that? She said, it's either your social media or me. I said, well, shit, all I can tell you is bye. I mean, fuck. I was
girl,
doing this shit when we started dealing with each other. I'm not finished. Give up what I have for doing just because your ass didn't show up. You look better going than you do coming in the goddamn way.
I feel you.
The most beautiful thing about a woman's elbows is every time you see them, she's getting the fuck away from you. I ain't got time for all that old bullshit. Yeah, life about having fun. Shit is too short to not have fun.
I know that's right. You know, you get no argument out of me with that one because I'm all for it. You have to excuse the noise. I'm trying to do something right here, but I
you were opening a bag of chips or something?
I wish I had me a bag of chips. Oh, speaking of chips, Dave, have you heard of Lay's? They got the container just like Pringles, right? But they called
Lay's stacks.
Stacks, right?
Stacks.
Have you ever heard of a flavor called Pub Cheese? P-U-B cheese.
No, I ain't heard of that. That's the like that you get it when you go to have a beer and shit. It's probably very rank.
That's what it tastes like. That's exactly what they taste like. They taste like beer, okay? They're good, though. They cheesy flavor.
I'm on the poetry show.
Like beer.
Give me a sec. So, you know, that's when you're country as hell. You just holler out in the middle of the shit. Yeah, give me a second on the poetry show.
Right. But they taste just like beer, but they're good. They are absolutely good. I don't think Jordan likes them too much. He's like, you want these?
You're like, fuck them chips.
He didn't care for that flavor too much. He was like, I tell you what, I'll trade you these for them crackers.
I was like, hold on, man, I tell you, my voice is so let me spit my shit.
Oh, okay, I'm back.
All right, Dave, you know what? I ain't going to hold you
see,
up.
That's when you know it's live and cold.
They want you. Yes. Oh,
yeah,
no, right?
He just showed up with a half gallon 1800, so it's going to be a fun night with all this snow and sleep we got in these manor freaks.
Oh, Lord.
But I did bring a piece. It's an oldie. It might be all right. You
okay.
Know? Just whenever
right,
you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Oh, you ready now? Okay. It's called Can I Tell You a Few Things? Can I tell you my thoughts? Tell you the truth that resides deep inside without the presence of lies. Can I tell you my cries? Can I? Well, if I can. My thoughts are filled with dreams of the future. The truth inside plays visions of you in my mind, and I see the future when you are the sight within my eyes. My cries deeply rooted in pain to an extent which words cannot explain but you. You are the sunshine that overcomes my rain. Can I prove to you the value of my words? Understand some of the things I say may have been previously heard, but I guarantee you the words of the past don't hold the same meaning. You have given my smile meaning. You have given me reason and view so much more with reason. Just understand that I'm just not here for a season. I'm here for a lifetime. You are host lifeline for this hopeless romantic lifetime. So can I catch you if you begin to fall? Lift your burdens and carry them all. Erase your tears before they fall from your eyes. Give you an answer before you question why. Hold you when you need to be embraced. Tattoo your essence upon my heart to never be erased. Well, if I can, I just need you to understand. There's no one else I care to see. Nowhere else I care to be. Only for you does my heart write poetry. I thank God for the blessing of you. For happiness is such as the happiness I feel when I think of you. It's truly an answered prayer. I am for you. You are for me. I await the day in which you truly see that this is meant to be. So can I give you the key to my heart? And if I do, what will you do with it? In peace.
Damn, that was dope. Whoa. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to keep up with y'all, you know. Team Rookie Inc. I'm representing for the little people.
Yeah, stop playing with me.
Playing yourself, talking and shit like that. That was dope. Let me ask you something. Was that from a prompt that Ken I? Was that from a prompt?
Shit, I don't remember. I wrote that shit in 2017.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Then.
I don't remember last week.
Even know y'all then? I don't even think I knew y'all then. But that was dope. I really like that.
That's oldie right there.
Man. Catch your tears in your eyes. Wow, dude. All right, I'm going to let you go because I know what it's like to be made to wait, you know, when you got the drink and the party favors and stuff like that. So stop by the Love Lounge real quick and holler at Poetic. He in there with my mixologist, you know. Customers.
I'm going to go finger the mixologist real quick before I leave. That way it make my drink taste different.
You know what? I see. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
God. That was Mr. Metaphor. All right, I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 803. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, hello. It's Natasha Chanel.
What? Stop playing with me. Hiya, honey. How you doing? What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Oh, my God. I'm stuck on a treat tonight. And you are out. And you are actually you closing the show, girl. Oh,
good.
Now, you know, this will actually be my very first time hearing your poetry. So
cool.
I'm excited. Yes. Yes. Very
good
first time. I'm a virgin to your words. That flow from your end.
Oh gosh!
So, but I got what I gotta do. I gotta ask you the question first, though. I want to know. Damn, I'm so thrown off and excited from you calling in. I don't forgot to say in front of you. Let's wait a minute. Okay. The question is: how does memes affect your love life or your relationship? If in fact it does.
It does not. But as I sat here and listened to the show, I went through like 15 different answers because I had to think of it, if it does affect it, if it doesn't. Me personally, it doesn't affect my, because I talk shit through a meme. I would talk shit. And if you take offense to it, that's on you. That's on you. That's how I feel on that one. Like, I'm going to talk my shit. That's just like me talking regular smack. So if you take offense to it, but I don't really send memes. Like, I'll post something, but I don't really send memes for real. So it's like, I don't think it'll affect me. But then again, I also am a very emotional person. So if I see something, if I feel like it applied to you, I'm going to send it to you. Oh, this sounds like you. This is some bull crap you be on.
Okay.
But I don't want you to take offense to it.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. I'm a smart ass like that from time to time, too.
You know, you see the memes, you be like, come on now, tell me that don't sound like you. That sound like your ignorant
butt. You know how, if you know a particular individual, you know how to push their button. And you know what will get them going and what won't. But it's fun. It's not really like you trying to do no damage. But you know
right.
What it's
like. Right, because I feel like outside of this meme, we ain't got to bring this up and have no discussion about it now.
Exactly.
Like, I don't suck it to you. Let's keep it on pushing. Let's go on to the next one.
Right. Send me one so we can go back and forth and have some fun with it, you know, and leave it at that. But I don't really give no like to that. Okay. All right. So tell me, if you were in a relationship.
No, I was just about to say that. I was going to say, as far as memes go, no matter what kind of meme it is, whether it's funny, whether it's some real life stuff, I feel like it's a certain kind of communication in a relationship. Just, you may not have anything to say to that person right now, but instead of keep saying hi to them all day, like I'm at work, you at work, we want to talk to each other, but why not send a meme?
Yeah,
why not send that?
Communication.
So, you know, I'm thinking about you.
It is a form of communication. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you were in a relationship and it, you found, you know, your partner was letting you know that those memes were bothering them, and it was like, I mean, really getting to them, how would you react to that? How would you handle that? Would you let them know, look, it's just some words on the screen, or would you feed that energy?
Neither. Because I'm not gonna dismiss your feelings on it, but at the same time, like I said, we're not gonna dwell on this. It's literally, I might be thinking it's literally a meme, but okay, if it's bothering you, you know what? I'll stop.
Okay.
I'll rather stop opposed to no. Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to dismiss your feelings on it, but I'll just stop. Like, you know, you don't like memes, that's okay. But
okay.
The thing about it is, I noticed, like, because I've had that situation happen, and I'll stop it. I'm not going to, like, I noticed most men were saying, oh, she got to go. I ain't going to just dump you because you don't like no memes. But what I do notice is, okay, so I'm sending them to you because I feel like they're funny, but now you don't like me sending them, whether they apply to you or not. I'll notice that mm-hmm. if you start posting them, then they want to comment on them, and it's like they hit you. Oh, you posting that about? Come on, nope. Now you got to go because I'm not about to do this with you. You ain't want me to send them
uh-huh.
to you, so don't even make no comment about me posting it now, because now the world got to see my little sixth sense of humor.
There you go. Okay. I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. But, yeah, it ain't that serious. It is not
no.
that serious. You know, it's strictly entertainment.
It really is. But, I mean,
now,
some people, I do notice, some people look at it like, okay, it's my thoughts, but somebody else's words. I'd be like, okay, go ahead. Go mm-hmm. off with it. That's how
yeah,
you feel. That's how you feel.
Right. I'm going to sit there and look at you and laugh more than likely. Like, okay.
Right.
You know, right. That's going to piss them off even more so than the meme. You know?
Every time.
Laugh
every time.
For real? Though?
Now.
Yeah, for real.
Now. I can't say. Now, I get mad if I send you a meme and you ignore it, though. Like, wait a minute now.
Oh,
for
no.
I'm
hey, you want to respond?
Don't just ignore me. Don't look at my stuff and just ignore it. What you got to say about it? Get a like.
Okay.
Let
okay.
me stop. But I do. I'll be like, so you ain't seen me text you? You ain't seen me hit you up? Maybe like, you ain't
like,
hit
I know
up.
You
yes,
seen my name on that caller ID. I know you seen it.
Ain't true.
I hear you, girl. I hear you. That's what's up, though. That's definitely what's up. Now, there's Natasha Chanel. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you didn't just call my show just to have a little slight discussion.
I did. Mm-hmm. I called because I didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
mm-hmm.
pull something up. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one thing you're going to learn about me calling into my show, I don't play that shit. You're going to be something. Okay. Because I don't let people get
you.
Away with that. All right.
Well,
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Is it strange that I knew you were my right even before you walked into my life? Surely, it can't be weird that I fantasize touching your most inner cravings sometimes. I know it seems crazy that too many times in a day you run through my mind and my twin peaks perk up, ready to play, creating a dreamlike visionary board just so I can see more. So is it okay with you that I have a vision of you being mine and into the stories of me? And I get to store memories of you between my thighs, gripping your head as you attempt to drain my never-ending well dry. So do you mind if the thought of you demand my hands to caress my wetlands, knowing that only the presence of your touch can make the flood out of this tsunami as you storm my body? Is it all right with you that
I think about waking up a sleeping giant by slowly emerging him out of his wet dream into wetter things, making me pour into all this cream as we both reach the peak of ecstasy. I envision me, you, us, forever in a day, and I just want to know, is that okay? And peace.
Girl, that was hot. That was sensual. It was even, you know, it was even romantic. All right. All right. Nice. I like that. I like that.
Wait,
go back to that line about waking a sleeping giant and putting him where? Let's hear that again.
By slowly emerging him out of his wet dreams into wetter things.
Yes, Lord. I feel it. Girl, that was dope. Oh, man. That was a treat. Wow, what a way to come. You got anything going on you'd like to tell people out there in poetry world?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger, because I done sent you like a million and one invites, and I truly, truly appreciate it. I had to put you on Front Street real quick, but I truly, truly appreciate you calling in and sharing your poetry with me now, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. Okay, so don't have me hit you back challenge like what's that?
Look, this
you
is
scared?
My bedtime.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Though.
Look, I drank some coffee late in the day, so I'm kind of up right now.
Oh, you got zoomies going on. I feel you. See, I don't mess with coffee
right.
No more because I don't know how to handle it. I'll be on some. Let me go run the street looking for trouble.
Mm-mm,
I can't do coffee
girl,
no
I don't,
more.
I don't walk my dogs twice today. This is coming from somebody that don't even walk them once a day.
What?
You know that coffee was serious.
I hear you. I don't mess with it no more. It was a time where I lived off of Snickers and coffee and cigarettes when I worked third shift. But I had to leave that stuff alone. I cannot. When I stopped smoking cigarettes, I weaned myself from coffee. Maybe once in a blue moon I'll have a cup, but I don't drink it like I used to. It was like an addiction. I had to have this every day, every single day.
No.
But, man, thank you so much for calling in, love. I got to shut the show down now. And, wow, like I said, what
no
a way
problem.
To end the show.
I enjoyed this well. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I did,
thank
too.
You for
and
having
don't
me.
Don't be a stranger. Oh, man, it's always an open mic waiting here for you, girl. All right.
One mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was a hell of a show, man. I really, really appreciate everybody that called in, spit their pieces, share their opinions on the question of the evening. Poetic, thank you so much for the collab. I really, really, like, you got me past my nervousness, and it was beautiful. Man, my diva, my co-host, I'm sending you out love and light and prayers for you to feel better soon, because I know it sucks to be in your position right now. I want to send a lot of love and light to everybody. Thank y'all once again for calling in. I want everybody to continue to respect and love one another, get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit resides. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and beat this Ethiopian queen from Philly.
Philly taking classes abroad. She studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and shatter, she like, that shit don't matter. When I get home, get at her through letter phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mind. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know it's wrong, player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be popping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my glasses on, so when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool. Black, if something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where the whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins.
What club I went to?